I come up here and I'm playing all these tunes and going back and seeing, you know, seeing if Gary, Jenna's dad, you know, works. So I go down and I says, hey, I got this tune. Let's play your tune. And he goes, what do you mean my tune? He says, Harrison's Folly. And he goes, I don't know a tune named Harrison's Folly. Then the guy came, I found out that Mark Gunther, who was a fiddler in Chicago at the time, he was playing with Harrison. Harrison gave it to him, and then and Gunther called it Harrison's Folly. Gary didn't know it. So when I went back down to Gary, and I started playing it, and he gives me this real wild version of it, you know, and we're going to give you a nice, clean version of it. Okay. Harrison's Folly. Have you ever played this? Yeah.
Well, I don't know Harrison's Folly.
I think Gary made this.
This sounds like us talking to the Dan.
Gunther might have got it from me, maybe.
From you? Yeah. And if you don't,
I had a recording of Gary playing it.
All right. Church's fault. Church told me, he says, go to this guy's house, knock on the door, and just tell him that Church sent you. So I walked up in the bush and knocked on the door. I'm driving a yellow school bus, which I took the track team down with. They're at Eastern running a state track meet. I'm driving a huge bus, which is as big as Bushton. I pull up to this guy's house. He has no idea who I am. I got a huge recorder back then. This is 1981. One of those big, gigantic things with the red lights that went up and down when the music was loud or soft. And I'm standing there. I put it between myself and him because I didn't know what to expect. And then I said, hey, you know, Chirp sent me. And he says, you know Illinois tunes, and I'd really like to know what some of those are like. I got home at 4 a.m. that night.
That morning.
Yeah. He played straight through. I got like, you know, 4 90-minute tapes out of the whole thing, which is awesome. And I went back the next year.